What is up, everyone? Mike Roscoe here. This is episode one of my podcast, The Road to Online Retail Success. Now, I want to start this episode off with a story. Now, this is a story from way back when I was young, but it's an important one. This is one of the first, most valuable lessons I ever learned, and I'm so grateful that I learned it at such a young age. But before we get started, I want to inform you where I'm at right now. So over the past couple of years, I've been learning directly from some of the top business leaders, investors, and mentors to get me to the point where I am today. Now, for those of you who don't know, I've successfully built up a six-figure online retail business in less than 6 months. Now, I know some of you out there may be like, oh, that's nothing, this, that. Yeah, well, six figures is not my primary goal. My goal is obviously to get to a seven-figure business, eight-figure, and so on. But in the process, I want to help other people out so they can also start their own online retail business and generate side income or whatever their goals is. Maybe they want to transition from their 9-to-5 to a business. Whatever their interests are, my goal is to help people and in the process grow a business of my own. So my plan is to come out with at least one piece of content every day, whether it's YouTube videos, this podcast, blogs, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, whatever it is, I plan on coming out with tons of content over the next year, 2 years, 3 years in order to help you guys understand how to start, build, and grow an online retail business. So feel free to follow my journey, follow me on any social media, tune into this podcast, read my blogs, subscribe to my YouTube channel, whatever outlet you prefer. But with this episode, I just want to start off with a small story from when I was young that I think was a critical point in my life. While I'm telling this story, I want you guys to think back, think way back to a time where, you know, you might have had the same moment that I've had, but may have not realized it at the time, but later on, you realize how much of an impact it had on your life. You would be surprised at what you think of. So let's get started with the story, my first valuable lesson that I have learned. So let me take you way back, well, to my mother. Like all of us did as little kids, we would beg, cry, throw a temper tantrum, make a huge scene, and unintentionally embarrass our parents just so we can get our parents to buy us what we wanted. Just think back. If some of you have worked in retail, think about how many annoying kids are just crying over them not buying them stupid stuff. Candy bar, doll, doesn't matter. I worked in the retail industry for 10 years. Okay, I understand. I've seen it all. But we were all there at one point. Now, you realize some of those parents would just give their kids whatever they want just to get them to stop causing them the scene. But not my one. Never mine. To this day, I could still hear my mom's voice in my head. Every single time I wanted her to buy me something, she would say, "Michael, you really don't need this. If you want this, you're going to have to use your own money to buy it." Now, obviously, at that age, the only money I had was birthday money from my family members. Yes, family members, not my parents. I have never gotten a birthday gift from my parents in my life. Some of you are probably like, wait, what? Yeah, my mom doesn't believe in giving my sisters and I birthday gifts. But it's funny, because at the time, I never understood it. But now that I'm older, I understand the lesson that she had taught me. But anyway, so one day, I went to the store with my mom. Now, again, typical day, get a shopping carriage. We're walking around, and I see what every kid wants. Now, if you're my age, you know that Pokemon was the thing back when we were growing up. So, I remember this one specific incident when my mom took me with her to the store. And I remember begging her to buy me a pack of Pokemon. But again, my mom would turn and look right at me and say, Michael, you really don't need these cars. If you really think it's a good idea to buy these, you're going to have to use your birthday money to buy them. So in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I'll use my birthday money to buy them. I want these now. I need them. So I shuffled through all the packs, hoping to pick the pack that had the rare holographic Charizard card. And for those of you who know, who grew up in this era, that was the card that every kid dreamed of getting. So I picked up the pack that I thought had the Charizard in it and threw it in the shopping carriage. But my mom just stood there. She didn't move. And I looked at her with curiosity and I wondered why she wasn't moving. Now, I knew what that look meant. But I had one voice in my head screaming, "Put the cards back!" And the other voice screamed, "But I want them!" So while I was going through that debate in my head, my mom still didn't move the carriage, but then looked at me and said, "Michael, you're a smart boy. Do you really think buying these pack of cards is a smart thing to waste your birthday money on?" So reluctantly, I reached down in the shopping carriage, nearly falling in the process, but still managed to grab the pack of cards, turn around, and put them back on the shelf. Now, as most kids would feel, I remember feeling so angry, so disappointed, so sad, all at once. You know, the same feeling as to when the outcome doesn't result in the way you expected. All I could think about was how bad I wanted just one pack of Pokemon cards. But the way my mother spoke to me about it made me immediately think I shouldn't buy them. Meanwhile, all I could think about was about how all my friends' parents were buying my friends tons and tons of Pokemon cards. But I guess my mom could just see the expression of disappointment on my face and obviously recognize because it was just how quiet I got. But she turned and said to me, "I know exactly how you're feeling right now." I said angrily and disappointed, "No, you don't." But immediately, my mom stopped me mid-shouting and said, "But Michael, imagine since you didn't buy this one pack now, you're able to save up more money to buy something bigger." That's when I looked over at the booster boxes that were on the shelf directly next to the pack of cards. Now, for those of you who did not grow up in that time period, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think a pack had 10 Pokemon cards in it, but a booster box had 10 packs in it, so you get 100 cards. Again, I don't know the exact numbers, but just so you know, the booster box was the bigger prize. So I was eyeing them up. I was looking at her, back to the booster box, then I looked back at her, then I looked at the booster box and smiled. I knew what I wanted. This was the very first time I had one of those moments. So I want to just stop this story for a second. In the beginning, I told you to try to think back to a time when you realized and had one of those moments. I want you to think long, hard, and way back to the very first time you learned your first valuable lesson about money. It doesn't have to necessarily be a family member. It could be a friend, an acquaintance, anybody. But think back and comment below and tell me the story about the first valuable lesson you learned about money. So, as we continued shopping, I was getting that feeling of excitement because I was thinking about how the next time I go to the store, I'm going to get one of those booster boxes. I started to develop this huge plan in my mind about how I was going to save up to get this booster box. But quickly, I went from excitement to disappointment within minutes when I realized my birthday just passed. I really didn't want to wait until Christmas to get that booster box. So I asked my mom, how could I make the money to buy it? Keep in mind, in my household, there's no such thing as an allowance. My sisters and I were supposed to do the chores because we lived under the roof. Which, by the way, that's another valuable lesson I learned, but never understood it when I was younger. Anyway, I started to figure out tons of ways where I can make money. Keep in mind, I was still young, so my options were limited. But I'm thinking, what have I seen around? How have people made money? How have younger kids made money? So I figured out a plan, because I just had to have that booster box. So I made money anywhere between a lemonade stand, cleaning houses, mowing lawns, and so on. any way I can make money, I made it. After doing random tasks and generating a lot of money, well, a lot in younger terms, I remember one day sitting in the classroom all day, overcome with emotions of excitement. I just couldn't wait to go home. I remember getting off the bus, sprinting to my front door. I swung the front door open, threw my backpack on the living room floor, almost killing my cat. My cat was sitting right there, and I just threw the backpack. I sprinted up the stairs, grabbed my wallet, grabbed my piggy bank, and I started aggressively shaking it, trying to get all the coins out of my piggy bank. I finally gotten all the money out, scattered everywhere on my floor. I started sorting out all my dollar bills, my $5 bills, and I had one $10 bill. Then I started to sort out all the coins. I had quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies. Once everything was sorted, I started counting, starting with the biggest bills. 10, 15, 20, 21, 22, 23, so on. And all of a sudden, I was counting. I felt this indescribable feeling of excitement, sense of accomplishment, proud, all at once. You know, that feeling when you work for something and you reach your goals? Well, that feeling. I finally had enough money for a booster bottle. Once I knew I had enough, I ran into my mom's room and asked her, "When are you going to the store again? I want to go. I finally have enough money to get a booster box." So, the next day, I went to the store with my mom, and we got to the Pokemon shop. And just like every other kid, I was so excited to finally get a booster box. But this time was special. I worked for this booster box. I deserve this booster box. I earned it. So again, I shuffled through the booster boxes and chose the lucky booster box that I thought contained the rare holographic Charizard card. But this time, I placed it in the cart, ensuring I was very careful with it. Placed it perfectly right in the carriage. But it happened again. Similar to the last time, my mom just stood there and didn't move. And she said the same thing. "Michael, do you really think you need this? I know you worked and saved up all your money to get this, but is it really worth it?" I quickly replied, "Yes. But Michael, imagine if you don't buy this now, you could save up even more money to buy something even bigger." This time was different. For some reason, it didn't bother me as much this time. I paused and looked at the booster pack and thought to myself, "You know what? You're right. I worked hard for this money." I calmly picked up the booster pack out of the carriage and quietly put it back on the shelf. My first valuable lesson. One of many lessons that I'll tell. But, I mean, for some people, this story may mean nothing. But this was a critical point in my life. And I'm grateful for learning these lessons when I was young. Because I know some people that are a lot older and they still don't understand this. Now, not only did I learn one lesson, but I learned four. Now, I learned that instant gratification is only temporary, and having the willpower to not spend goes a long way. It's funny because a majority of people that I know, they buy based off of impulse. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, like, how do I know not to do that? And it brings me back to this story. This was the birth of where I started to understand value, you know? And this is where I understood that I had to work for my money. This is where I understood there's unlimited ways to make money. I mean, I did whatever I could to get this booster pack. So I want you guys to think way back to time when you started to really understand money. I mean, if it wasn't for my mother and for this lesson, I don't know if I'll be at the point where I am today. I mean, in the next episodes, I'm going to tell you more stories about how I got to where I am today that were just as impactful as this one. This just so happened to be the very first time I started to understand the value of buying things. Now, what's ironic about this certain situation is actually if I got the rare cards in this booster box, or if I never even opened it, the value of this would actually have gone way up. I mean, some of these boxes are selling for thousands of dollars untouched. But obviously, that doesn't even matter. The lesson learned was the most valuable thing I could learn. Okay. So like I said, my goal is to post every day, whether it's via blog, video, live streaming, whatever. My goal is to post every day. Now, feel free to read any of my other posts. If you want to follow me on my journey, stay tuned. If you want to learn about online retail, stay tuned. Or you can follow me on all social media, Mike_Roscoe_. Or visit my main site, MikeRoscoe.com, MikeROSKO.com. And I just want to take the time to thank you so much for listening to the first episode of my podcast. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who know me, you know my primary goal in life is to inspire others and change other people's lives. That's my primary goal. If I do that in any shape or form, please let me know what piece of content I put out in order to do this, because you will literally make my day, week, year. You'll make my life. My goal is to inspire as many people as I possibly can. So again, thanks for listening. I hope to see you on episode 2. Stay tuned.